Kato ran helter-skelter through the house, out through the front door, down the driveway, and into the street. There it was. The brightly painted van lumbered slowly through the quiet suburban roads. Every now and then, the driver tooted his horn. The little bear jumped up and down excitedly, waving his paws in the air.
Over here, Mr. Elando! Over here, please!
He cried as loudly as he could. But the truck didn't stop. Instead, it turned right at the corner just before Kato's house and drove away. Kato had quite forgotten that only very special creatures and people could hear him speak. Anyone else would have given up, but Kato didn't. He ran after the disappearing truck as fast as his legs could carry him. It was a very long way to run, as he was a very small bear indeed, and it took many bear steps to cover even a short distance. Up and down a winding street he panted, past the schoolhouse and park, following, always following the sound. At last, just as Kato thought he couldn't run any further, the truck stopped outside a blue building with yellow windows. The driver jumped out, pulled open the doors at the back of the truck, and pulled out several boxes. He hoisted the boxes on his shoulders and disappeared into the blue building. Kato trotted to the truck. His little paws hurt from running on the hard gravel road, but he was happy, because soon he would be able to have some Elado. He scrambled into the back of the truck, which was dimly lit and rather cold, but he didn't mind the cold so much, for he was furry, and in fact, the cool air felt rather good after all that running. He peered at the many boxes stacked neatly on top of each other. Each box had a colourful picture of a humongous ice cream cone. Some were obviously chocolate and strawberry Elado, from the colour, but there were some that Kato had never seen before. Of course, being such a curious little bear, he decided that he had to investigate these new flavours in case there were some that he would like. Humming merrily to himself, Kato peeked into a half-open box with a delicious-looking picture of an ice cream smothered in nuts and cherries. Suddenly, a shadow fell across the back of the truck.
Bye, till next time then. Enjoy the new ice cream flavors,
a voice called. Then the doors were slammed shut. Someone climbed into the front of the truck, and before a startled little bear could say a word, the truck pulled away.
Hey, Mr. Elado, stop!
Shouted Kato. The truck swayed from side to side as it picked up speed. Kato banged on the walls, but the soft thumps of his tiny paws against the metal were muffled by the truck's engine noise. Finally, tired, hungry, and now very frightened, Kato stopped and crawled towards the tiny windows set in the back doors of the truck. He climbed a box and squished his nose against the frosted window glass. Greenery, buildings, and cars whizzed by, but none of it was familiar to him. All at once, Kato remembered Murmur's story about the four brother bears who were lost through a magic lamp and had to be very brave peas to get home. Big round tears rolled down Kato's cheeks to the tip of his nose and plop to the cold floor. His ears drooped. He swiped his nose to the back of his paw and stared forlornly out of the window.
Mama! Mama! I don't want to be lost. I don't want to be a brave pea.
He sniffled, thinking longingly of his home, his sunflowers, his pets, his little comfy cot.
Mama!
But no one heard him. Far away, Mama woke from her restless sleep with a cry.
Kato!